This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there had been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Website is profitableharm.com, and the other website that you need to know about is gofundme.com/babyaparents. They are taking donations because this is just a young couple, just an ordinary couple who now have to come up with money to fund a court case, to bring in experts in order to prove their innocence. This is terrible when a government has that kind of capability to assault and attack their citizens with court cases and then support and side with the pharmaceutical industry. Now, are there any parents groups in South Africa that are against vaccines that could offer you any kind of support?
Yes, Deanna, we on a Facebook group called Vaccinations, South African Group Against Vaccinations. We have joined the group also with Christina's assistance. We obviously have posted our information on there, so we'll wait and see what comes from that.
Okay. All righty. Okay, we will take some calls at 800-313-9443 if you have questions or comments. Christina, what is the next step in this process?
It's difficult. Obviously, Baby A's family and myself and the experts and the lawyer are all trying to, you know, support them the best we can and get some kind of reports together. We obviously, I mean, I think Dr. Innes would be definitely prepared to fly to South Africa. Three experts that we've got, they can all probably give testimony on Skype or on telephone links, video links. I know this kind of thing does exist in courts. I think these parents need as much support as possible. It's very difficult because their trial is on the 30th of September. And as you know, that's not very far away at all. It must be extremely frightening for this couple. You know, first of all, you know, they lose a baby and then they're faced with police and police cells and prison. And, you know, now they've got a murder trial in front of them. And these are a young couple. And, you know, we hope and pray that all goes well. But, you know, without the finance behind them, they will have a lot of problems to be able to do this. I mean, of course, this is what the pharmaceutical industries and our governments want. They don't want them to prove a case like this, because then it proves that vaccines, you know, there are a problem with vaccines. And, of course, we all know that vaccines are so perfect and there's nothing wrong and they're so safe. Sarcasm there. You know, there are a lot of children dying. There are an awful lot of families having to go through this. And, you know, this is a huge crime. It's a crime against families. It's a crime against humanity that these families are losing their babies and then being locked up because they cover up the blame by blaming the parents. They cover up the actual vaccine damage, sorry, by blaming the parents. And that's awful. And it can be in a small way, like myself, where the children go on the risk register. And then, you know, a bigger way, like this couple have lost their child and are now facing a murder trial. And, of course, I've got two parents that I've been in touch with and I've been helping for a couple of years that have got, you know, husbands, both of them in jail for it. And all the families, we can prove that they didn't do the crime. There's no crime there. There's nothing, you know, they're innocent people. I mean, we had Sally Clark in our country, in the UK. I mean, she was locked up on an expert's testimony because he said that vaccines couldn't possibly have caused the injuries to the jury. And this was Professor Roy Meadow. And, of course, Professor Roy Meadow sat in vaccination meetings just, you know, a couple of years earlier. And he knew that vaccinations, I've got those papers, I know what was going on in those meetings. And he was, you know, he knew what was going on. He knew that cot death could be a result of vaccine injuries. And yet both Sally Clark's babies died shortly after vaccinations, one within 5 hours of a vaccination. And she gets locked up for 3 years for their murder. And it was only on appeal that she managed to get out. And, I mean, unfortunately, she did die not long afterwards, probably through stress, through, you know, heartbreak over what happened. Yes, it was put down to alcohol poisoning, but can anyone blame her for having a drink after she'd been through all that?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's awful.
Oh, my goodness.
What they're doing to families. And, you know, this is one of many. There have been so many cases that have been overturned in this country. You know, and Professor Roy Meadow's still out there. He's still an expert in cases. He might now not be practicing as a paediatrician because he's retired, but he's still an expert, and he still stands up against families all the time. Oh, I know this guy should be locked up for his own crimes.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we do have some callers. Why don't we go ahead and take some calls? Let's take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna and Christina and Mr. and Mrs. A. My thought was, you know, you said that one of the eight vaccines that she got that day was actually a 5-in-1 vaccine. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
And were any of the others multiples like that? Or do you know?
The vaccination she had was the 5-in-1 vaccination. Hold on, I've got it here somewhere.
Well, anyway, my thought is, and you might really, I've heard legal people say that, or legal researchers say, you know, to really be in a position of strength, you have to sometimes countersue, and I don't even know if that's possible. I bet they do not have any research because it would be unethical for them to even have had trials like this that show that giving babies that old that many vaccines that have not been tested together for interaction, that is unethical. And they can, you know, the person that was advised them to get that many vaccines to that child in one day, as young as it was, I mean, they're just highly irresponsible. And I bet they cannot show you that there's been any research that shows that to give them all together like that are safe.
Yeah,
yes,
well, that's a good thought, yeah.
Previous bodily harm could come into it. You know, people are trying to actually bring this side up because this is a very important issue here. That, you know, the 5-in-1 vaccinations are proving to be lethal. They're proving to be lethal hospital in India. I mean, I think there was 26 children dying in India after a 5-in-1 vaccination. I wrote a book with Dr. Harold Bertram called Shaken Baby Syndrome or Vaccine-Induced Encephalitis, Are Parents Being Falsely Accused? And my part of the that book was about the 5-in-1 vaccinations, and each component of that vaccination is lethal in itself. Put the five together and you've got a time bomb, whatever. And I actually went through each part, each component of the vaccination as a separate vaccination to try and actually explain to people all these vaccinations have got a terribly bad past and a very bad vaccination history.
Anyway, Deanna, that was my thought. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sherry. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be back and we'll take some more calls.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back to Deanna and our guests today are Christina England and Baby A's parents. Christina's website is profitableharm.com and the fund for the parents is GoFundMe.com/BabyAParents. And I hope that people will consider donating to. Do you know the gentleman that set the fund up?
It was actually Chris Savage that recommended it. He assisted me in setting up the fund.
Okay. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Hello. My heart is breaking for you. When I first heard the story, I couldn't believe that, you know, judges and attorneys have children too, and even if they don't, their children have children, and it's affecting all of us. And I'm scared to death about my own grandchild getting all these shots. A wonderful doctor, Jennifer Daniels, left this country, America, and moved to Panama. There are many doctors that are moving to other countries just to avoid this rather than standing up and trying to grab the bull by the horns. But we have so many plants, the CIA plants, that if we all stood up and stood in the streets or went to the courtroom and held up our signs, these CIA people would go tear up cars and make us all look like we were evil people. I want to help. I will do what I can. I've lost my job like so many here in America. But we've got to do something. We cannot just sit by and watch our children be poisoned continuously with Monsanto, the foods that are eaten. And this lady from Chile, the doctor, never went past the drugs and the vaccines at what we need to avoid. She just did the number five and hit four and through one. But there's so many things that are coming at us from so many angles, and I'm appalled that they would put you in prison when it isn't just you guys. I'm sure there are hundreds of thousands of people. And if you're able to use that, I don't know that the judge would throw that out, but what was it that Clint said? It's the assembly of court people that are in the judge, the courtroom, that they're actually the ones that choose to make the decision. It's not really the judge. The judge can give the people that are picked for that courtroom, what he thinks that the verdict should be, but actually they can go in and make their own decision outside. I mean, he has opened so many doors, but I can't seem to find, I mean, he needs to put a book out, but, I mean, this is just outrageous that our governments are holding the mass of us people in jeopardy, and they have us in checkmate, and it's our move. There's so many of us. Why can't we do something to, you know, get our what we want? And,
exactly.
And that's my comment. And I'll do what I can. And God bless your souls. I'm so sorry you're having to go through this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. And that's true. The jury really is often instructed by the judge as to what verdict they should arrive at, when in fact there are ways of making your influence felt. There was a case up in Wisconsin just recently where a farmer was being arrested for sharing raw milk with other people. And the county actually arrested him, arraigned him, put him in jail. And there was such an outcry of supporters who showed up at the court that it did impact the decision. So I think that is something else that could work and should work, because there are enough of us around, and I'm certain that that's true for South Africa too, that should stand up for you. Not just with a donation, but they're on site. So let's. What do you think?
That would be great. I mean, you know, it's not just a donation. It's basically trying to get the message across, trying to get people out there to know what we're going through and what we have to deal with at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we're not only fighting for ourselves; we're fighting for other parents that this could happen to as well.
And it can happen to anybody. Anybody that that thinks that they're doing the right thing by having their child vaccinated, this could happen to anyone. And in fact, it isn't just the immediate consequences, it is the consequences long term, because you don't always experience those side effects immediately. Sometimes you get sick later on. And so it isn't just a cause and effect kind of a situation. So
that's correct.
Okay, let's take another. Did you have something?
No, it's fine. Thank you.
Okay, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon to your guests. And as I say, it makes me angry. It makes me sad how many people are being victimized by those that claim to be our protectors and looking out for our interests.
Indeed. And it's just the other way around. I mean, we need protecting from them because the governments apparently, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, not just in England, the government seems to be protecting the culprits and the big pharma, and certainly with all of the articles that Christina has written. Oh, my goodness. Just so much information there that is so, so very valuable. I am so glad that you contacted this wonderful couple.
It has to be looked at the question about a conflict of interest. Who got the financial interest in those pharmaceutical companies?
Ah.
Pension
yes,
fund.
That is a very good
investment.
Point. A way to go.
You know, and this is the Duchess. They should recluse themselves from being involved in any of those cases, because before they get involved in those cases, they have to disclose their financial interests. And I wonder how many shares they got in the vaccine companies and so on. The same way as with the doctors. But initially, what I wanted to call up, there was a few years ago a case in Ontario, a coroner. At the Toronto Sick Children Hospital, Dr. Charles Randall Smith, all his cases were being reviewed from the early 90s on, where he had, upon his false testimony, many people had been put into jail for having killed their children.
Really?
Dr. Charles Randall Smith, it became such an outrage that there finally was a full inquiry demanded, and what I understand, a few years ago, he apologized to the parents he had put through that kind of an ordeal.
Obviously, it was too late. I mean,
certainly. Yeah, as I say, the harm was done, the damage was done, and with this vaccinations, I think it is outrageous. There is Dr. Meyer Eisenstein. I think he operates a clinic in the Chicago area. And what I understood, he got about 14,000 people under his medical care. And basically his saying is, don't vaccinate before you educate.
Okay, that's a good line. All righty, we will be right back in 4 minutes after a word from our sponsors. Thank you, Werner, for your phone call.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898.
Christina England and Baby A's parents. Christina's website is ProfitableHarm.com, and the website where you can make a donation is GoFundMe, that's GoFundMe.com/BabyAParents. So please consider donating. Now Werner had some very sage advice, and he usually does. And that would certainly be something to look into, is if the lawyers involved in the case, if the judge, if the doctors, if anybody on the jury has investments in the pharmaceutical industry, particularly the one that is associated with the eight vaccinations that the baby received that day.
Yes, I remember there was a case, there's been quite a few cases where the judge himself has had shares in pharmaceutical companies. There was one judge, I can't remember the exact story, I can certainly post it to Baby A's parents, because I wrote about it on Backtooth, but it was a couple of years ago, so I don't remember all the details. But I do remember that the judge had actually had shares in the actual vaccination the child had before the child died. And so to be able to sit on as a judge, he actually gave the He gave up his shares in the company so that he could actually sit on that case. And then he went and renewed the shares, you know, shortly after the case. They didn't win. They didn't win. So you see, this can happen. However, if we find out beforehand exactly what shares the judge has, which is a very difficult chore to do, but it can be done. I think, you know, that would be a way to go forward. And I thank, you know, Vernon for his input there.
Right. And we will take your calls with comments or help or suggestions. I think that any of those are certainly welcome at 800-313-9443. This couple is actually liable for life in prison for the murder of their baby girl.
Yes, that is right. It's awful. It's so tragic all round. The whole case is very tragic.
I'm just amazed that, I shouldn't be amazed that this could happen, but because it could happen to anybody. And if it can happen to them, it can happen to anybody that vaccinates their children. It can happen to anybody that does anything that just for being a parent, because it isn't just vaccines. It's GMO foods. It's fluoride in the water. It's aspartame. It's all kinds of things. And there's been all kinds of arrests for people associated, for instance, with aspartame. There are people sitting in jail for murder because of accusations that this one woman murdered her spouse, her husband, when in fact it didn't happen at all. He simply drank a lot of diet sodas and whatnot, and he responded to what he was ingesting. And yet this spouse is sitting in jail and has been for some time. So it could happen to any of us. So it is a matter that we all need to participate in, not just think, well, these poor people. This is something that we all need to participate in any way that we possibly can, as Andrea recommended, because it's all of us. We all have, children, grandchildren, and they could be where this couple is now.
Deanna, if I may say something from my side, you know, you only realize the situation or the seriousness of the matter when you are the one that's actually in that situation. It's horrific, and, you know, it actually makes us aware to our surroundings to know that parents around us are also going through this around the world. I mean, we've met people on Facebook as well as Twitter that have been going through this, and you know, we were basically blinded to this until we were the ones that were in the situation. So yeah, it's something that we're learning as well.
Sure, and you don't know what you don't know, and like I said before, especially first time parents, you are going to jump through hoops to make certain that you give your child what is recommended by these so called experts.
Of course, and I mean, the way it seems in our country is you're forced to do it. If you don't do it, your kid won't go to school. That's basically what they tell you.
Now, do people homeschool in South Africa? Is that something that people do or not?
I'm not too sure if it's something common. To be quite honest with you, I did hear about it, but it's not a popular thing. I mean, you don't even get people that come to you to homeschool. So that's the thing.
Okay. So it's really one choice. And is there no medical exemption or no religious exemption there?
Not that we know of at the moment.
But what I did read up on was that we can, while I've read up on it recently after Dr. Vera let us know that we can, you know, we do have a choice. And we can say no, but when it comes to us having to take them to school, we'll be able to do it just before they take us to school.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but like I said, it's something that we've only learned now. when we, you know, they tell us you have to do it. They don't say to you, you have a choice. They say to you, you have to do it. And us that's been blindfolded, we don't know any better. We know that vaccines are safe and all of these things. So we trust what they tell us.
Of course. Of course. And it's only, well, people such as yourself, you just cannot conceive of, cannot imagine that anybody would deliberately put poison in a baby's body. You just cannot conceive of it, because that is something that you just wouldn't even dream of in your wildest imagination. And so you wouldn't expect that there's a psychopathic group of people out there that would do this. And it's just an awful situation that you're in.
It is, Deanna. I mean, you know, I never knew what was in vaccines until we started doing research. And, I mean, it's appalling and frightening to know what's actually put in there.
Right. And even people, well, just a little bit ago in the chat room, somebody said that they had a professor that, and obviously you have to be pretty smart to be a professor, attacked this individual in the chat room because this individual warned her about giving her newborn baby vaccines. And her excuse was, well, she loved her child and she was going to make certain that that child was safe. And of course, that is the emotional card that the doctors use. If you were to go in and say, no, we're not going to get this vaccine, or if you were to go to a doctor and say no to anything, the first thing that they're going to do is turn it on you and say, well, don't you know that saves lives? Don't you know that mammography saves lives? Don't you know that flu vaccines, you know, you won't get the flu? They turn it around on you and make it seem like, well, boy, are you being so stupid? Of course you want to get your mammo. Of course you want to get your pap smear. Of course you want to have this medical test. Of course you want to have a vaccine. Otherwise, they treat you as if you're irresponsible and that you don't love your child.
Another card that they use, Deanna, is if you don't have your child vaccinated, we'll get social services in and they'll take the child into care and they'll have them vaccinated that way. I've heard parents tell me this time and time again, that their child's been taken because they wouldn't have vaccinations, and they were threatened in the doctor's surgery, they refused the vaccine, and the child was taken into care.
Just immediately from the office?
More or less, yes, more or less. I mean, obviously they have to have their regular case conferences and everything else.
Sure.
But they can do this, and they do. Although there is an exemption form around where you can, and it should be able to be used in any country. Dr. Rebecca Carley has certainly given me a vaccination exemption form that lists all the ingredients in the vaccines and asks
yes.
the doctors. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Asks the doctors, you know, would you, you know, if you sign this and say that these vaccines are perfectly safe,
yes.
we'll have our child vaccinated. But when they've got the list of ingredients and side effects in front of them, it's very hard for them to sign.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
England and PBA's parents. Christina's website is profitableharm.com to donate to this good couple who are fighting this this horrible suit against him, this criminal lawsuit against him. Go to gofundme.com/babyaparents. We do have some more callers, and that form that you were talking about, Christina, is the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety Form, and that is on the schedule page for Friday, 8/16, when you were on my program last, and it's about a four-page form. And then Dr. Lebeau also talked about a couple of exemption forms that are available. Anyway, let's take a call. Let's take Sheila from Pennsylvania. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I was reading just the other day. I don't know if you know about it, but it's about where Monsanto wants to inject the swine vaccine and also the AIDS vaccine into genetically modified food. Have you read that or heard of that?
I haven't, but I think that the whole situation with the GMO food is to change our genetics, as Dr. Daniels suggested.
Right, and I just think it's an atrocity. I think it's to me, I look at it like controlled demolition.
Sure.
In a sense of the silent weapons war through vaccines, which is just one of many ways to depopulate the people globally. And I just feel terrible about these people that they're going through this. And I just want to just share that, what I found out. So thank you very much, Deanna.
Thank you, Sheila. Okay, let's take Barb in Florida. Barb, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I met the lady, April Renee, who was with the group. Her daughter had died at 4 years of age from vaccines. And the theme on her business card here is educate before you vaccinate. And I just wanted to give you the website, which is VAC, that's V as in Victor, AC Info. INFO.org.
Okay, why don't you repeat that so they can understand.
www.vac, V as in Victor, A, C as in Charles, info, INF as in Frank, O.org.
Okay.
And she spoke at our meeting here. She lives here, I believe, up in Palm Beach Gardens, if she still lives there. This was a few years ago. And, but anyway, she might have something on her website. And I also have a phone number. I don't know if it's still good. Would you like that?
Yeah, go ahead.
800-939-8227.
Okay, super. Thank you so much. I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, you're welcome.
All righty. Now, getting back to this exemption, or what would you like to say? I mean, we've got about 6 minutes here.
Well, I mean, I think that Baby A's parents maybe want to take it out. I don't know. For me, there are exemption forms. This is a tragic case. My article, as in all my articles, or 90% of them anyway, are on vactruth.com. That's www.vactruth.com. That's where most of my articles are, and that's where this article that I've written on this couple was. You know, it is very sad that parents have to go to journalists that are on the internet to expose the truth and explain what's happening and ask for help. You know, I've only qualified as a journalist. I can empathise to a degree with parents because of what's happened to me. I can no way come to, you know, it's very difficult for me to sort of empathise, well, I mean, in a personal way with somebody that's lost a child, because how can you? I mean, it's so tragic and so awful that it's very, very difficult to know how they feel. And of course, you know, I do come into contact with other parents and have done that have lost babies from vaccinations, and each case is very different. But I've had so many cases, one after the other, that are coming to me asking for help. I expose what I can on cases that I can. Obviously, there are other sites that are doing this as well. Facebook have got an awful lot of sites that support people. There are other sites that support people. There's certainly the 5%ers in the UK. They are for parents that have been falsely accused. There's Parents for Justice. There are sites all over the place that are trying to support parents that have been falsely accused. But, you know, the more sites and the more information that we can have, the better, you know, the more we can help. I've got a Facebook site called Taken But Not Forgotten. This is not just children that have been taken into care. It's also for children that have died and parents, you know. it's supposed to be a support site, a support group, but it is very difficult because it's only in early days. I've only been running it for a short time. This was suggested to me, the name of it was suggested to me by a parent who'd had their children taken into care and was falsely accused of shaken baby syndrome. There's families out there that have lost one baby but had all the rest of them removed. While they're trying to go through the court cases. So, you know, they've lost all their children. Other families that have got children that have survived the vaccinations but they've been caught accused of shaken baby have lost their other children, and the one that's the shaken often is adopted. And then so they lose that child completely. If all the children are unfortunately adopted, and this does happen, they lose all their children. And they can be perfect. The innocent, and I think in a lot of ways that is a prison sentence in itself.
Oh, of course it is, and it's amazing too that they have so much. They seem to have so much power over us. Somebody in the chat room said that that she had to sign a form at the doctor's office because she refused vaccines when her children were younger, and that is what they do. They make you. In fact, I refused. To have a mammogram. This has been years ago. And she said, well, I'm going to write this down in your chart. And I said, well, you just go right ahead. But that is how they intimidate.
I've also refused that mammograms.
Yes, they just make you feel like you're not doing what you should be doing. And it's just a crime all around. It's just an awful thing. Now, the shaken baby situation. I believe that Dr. Vieira talks about this, and that these are some of the that things happen physiologically to the child as a result of the vaccines that they are attributing to the baby being shaken. So I think that having her on your team is just an excellent idea.
We are very lucky to have everybody that we have on our team, and we'd like to thank everybody for all of their support and everything that they've helped us with. Christina, she's been brilliant. She's been helping us all the way. She's been communicating with us, showing us the right way, giving us links, informing us, giving us knowledge, and we are very lucky to have everyone that we have on our team.
Well, I agree with you. You're lucky to have Christina. She's a real trooper, and like I say, her articles are just wonderful. Very, very complete, just very comprehensive, and thank goodness for Christine. I'm very grateful to her for what she's done.
Thank you.
So I hope that our listeners will go to the fund. I hope that they will donate as much as they possibly can. That is GoFundMe.com/BabyAParents. And be generous and act as if it were your own children, your own grandchildren at stake. Thank you so much.
Thank you
very much.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Thank you for having us. Bye-bye.
John Stepmiller.